Blog Talk Radio.
What do you think about Jesus?
This is the Redemption Show with Pastor Rowan Cameron, coming into you live from there, from North Clarendon in a district called Crossdale. And we say to God be the glory, great things he has done. Oh, it's not by might nor by power, but it's by my spirit, saith the Lord. Wherever you are, this is the Redemption Show, and we say to God be the glory, great things he has done. We exalt continually the name of Jesus. He is King of Kings, and he's Lord of Lords. He's the conquering Lion of the tribe of Judah. And today we say, all hail the power, Jesus' name. Let the angel prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. And today we give him praise and honor and glory for his goodness and for his blessing and for his mercy. For there is none like him. The Jesus that I serve is in a class all by himself. No one can compete with him. No one can compare with him. Jesus is from everlasting to everlasting. And we're glad to know in the book of Lamentation, it says his mercies, they are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. We lift up the name of Jesus continually. Because he's ever loving, he's ever sure, he's omnipotent, he's omnipresent. My God, he's omniscient. He cannot fail, and we give him praise and honor and glory this day. Wherever you are, this is a Redemption Show. We continually to lift up the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. One writer says he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. Judgment of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. In the book of Isaiah 43, verse 1, it says, "But now thus said the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee, I have called thee by name. Thou art mine. When thou passest through the water, I will be with thee. When thou go through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy servant, Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom and Ethiopia and Seba for thee. Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. Therefore I will give men for thee and people for their life. Fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east and gather them from the west." This day we are glad for the word of God. He has given us a charge to fear not. Oh, my God, there are so many things that are intimidating to us, and sometimes we want to throw in the towel, but we got to remember God Almighty has called us by name, my God. One writer said that at the name of Jesus, every knee must bow, every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Fear not this day, because God Almighty is with you. When you pass through the water, he's with you, my Lord. When you pass through the fire, they can't burn you. Now, one of the three Hebrew boys said, if our God won't deliver us, we still not bow. Oh, my God, and they walk in the fire seven times hotter, and not a hair and their head was swinched. Oh, God, and when Nebuchadnezzar the king looked, he said, didn't we put three men in the fire? And now he's seen four, and he said, the fourth man is like the Son of God. Listen to me, wherever you go, David says, yet do I walk to the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, because thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they come from me. God is with you. Oh, God is with us this day. No wonder he said in Matthew 28, he said, go into all the world and preach the gospel. And lo, I'm going to be with you always, even to the end of the world. Oh, my God, he is with us. Oh, one songwriter says, I must have the Savior with me, for I dare not walk alone. I must feel his presence near me and his arms around me thrown. Then my soul shall fear no ill. Let him lead me where he will. I will go without a murmur, and his footsteps follow still. Do not be intimidated by the plans of the enemy. I am here to encourage you today. Do not be afraid. It was Kevin Dunzel and Wenzel Powell say, I don't know about you, but I am not afraid. The shepherd who walks beside me all the way Listen to me, man. This psalm is this day declared in Psalm 37. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies, and my foes, in my first days stumble and fell. Today I am here to encourage you that the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, because we are more than conqueror. Because nothing shall be able to separate us from the love of Christ. Neither height, nor depth, nor angel, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things past, nor things present, nor things to come. None of these things shall be able to separate us from the love of Christ. Oh, and today we give him praise and honor and glory. We are not afraid. The one who should encamp against us, we are not afraid. Because one shall chase 1,000, and 2 shall put 10,000 to flight. This is the Redemption Show with Pastor Cameron, and we give God Almighty praise and honor and glory. Trust in him, some trust in horses, some trust in chariots. But we will declare that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. This is the Redemption Show. And we declare what a mighty God we serve. His name is Jesus, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah. Look to him, oh my Lord. No wonder Psalm 121 says, I will lift up mine eyes up unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from God, which maketh heaven and earth. We give God praise for his goodness and his blessing and his mercy. And we keep on trusting in him. We worship him because he's our maker. We adore him because he never slumber nor sleep. Psalm said, the Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right, and the sun shall smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. He shall preserve thy soul. Shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth, even forevermore. His name is Jesus. And we give him praise and honor and glory. Pastor Dan, how are you doing?
Yes, sir, I'm doing wonderful. I'm doing good. And how are you doing?
One writer said, Christ in the vessel. We'll smile at the storm. It has been, the last 24 hours has been so rough for me because my son, my only son, is in the hospital in Florida. He's in Plantation Hospital in Florida. And I have to just depend upon Almighty God to carry him through. He was here from last night, and up till 12 o'clock last night, they were not able to diagnose what was wrong with him. But this morning, he sent me a message to say, they have finally found out what is wrong with him. He is suffering from gastroenteritis. So we are just trusting the Lord. I am giving God thanks that it could have been worse. But we serve a God who said that by stripes we are healed. So we know divine healing has come his way. So we are still waiting. He's still in the hospital in Florida. And we know that God will continue to deliver him.
Okay. Let me just say to our listeners and to those who have called in, if you'd like to speak to Pastor Ron Cameron and the Redemption Show, please press 1 and we'll know that you want to contribute to this discussion.
Yes, man. So we just continue to look to God, you know, for his blessing and his mercy, and without him, we are nothing. We have to depend upon him. The scripture says, if my people which are called by my name will humble themselves, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways and pray, then I will hear from heaven, forgive their sins, and heal their land. You know, so we are trusting in God for his goodness and for his blessing and for his mercy. Because he never fails.
Amen.
He cannot fail. He said, before one of my word passed away, heaven and earth passed away. And truly we are depending upon God for his goodness and his blessing and for his mercy.
Okay. Praise God. We can stand on his word. When everything has passed away, we can stand on his words. His words is true. So you're at the foot of the bullet mountain.
I am actually in Crossville. That's another part of Clarendon. I am in the district of Crossville. I am waiting to speak to the member of parliament, but he's not here as yet. So I don't know. I was told he was gonna be here. I was told he was gonna be here by 7 to where I am at. So but you know, it's after 7 now and there is no hint of his vehicle coming in yet. So I am at the Crossville Primary and Junior High School. And you know, we're just giving God praise and honor and glory for his goodness. You know, Crossville is an extension to the district of Arthur Seat, and you know, Crossville itself has a rich history. It was the first town before Kellett actually took over from Crossville. Kellett is now the major town in northern Clarendon, but the original major town used to be Crossville, and you know, the history of the place will tell you that some interesting people came from this district of Crossville. So we continue to trust in the Lord for his you know, his goodness and his blessing and his mercy. As I said before, I was waiting on the member of parliament, but there's no sign of his vehicle coming in, and we just continue to look to God for his goodness and for his blessing and for his mercy. Is Dr. J in the house?
No, Dr. J is not in the house as yet. Not yet. It's interesting, though. You said Cross LSA. No, Kellett is the major town in Clarendon. Maypin is the major town.
Kellett is the major town in northern, northern Clarendon, you know. So I said Kellett is the major town in northern Clarendon. Northern Clarendon, that is upper Clarendon. So you have Crosshill, you have Kellett, you have Road and all those type of towns, but the major town is now Kellett. As I said before, we used to be Crossville where lots of trading and so took place. But the major town now is Kellett. Kellett is getting real major. So we just continue to trust in the Lord for his goodness and his blessing and his mercy.
Okay. Oh, wow. That's good. That's good. And as you said, major town always have a market made up, you know, the fabric of the society. It have schools, it have police station, it have those essentials.
But the police station, yes, because as I said before, the original town used to be Crossville where the police station is. But now the bulk of the industrial and the commercial aspect of the constituency is done in Kellett, so that's where all the major developments are taking place, and Kellett is now way ahead of Crossville, way ahead in terms of development, in terms of commercial development, you know. So we just have to look towards that, and you know, people are moving towards Kellett. Everything is happening in Kellett.
Okay, so basically in those areas now, because I know in the earlier days, for example, the farmer would be with their produce, would be and probably on a Thursday night or a Friday night, so they'll go from Thursday night or Friday up until Saturday night. And Maypin would be the market of choice. So you say now Kellett would be, because it's a major town, Kellett would be the place of choice?
Right. So all the farmers from like Mason River, Tate, Douglas Castle, all around, Kerners Ridge, Brandon Hill, Johnny's Hill, you name it, Bullet, Turkopan, all of those places, they would now head to Kellett because that's where you know, people come to do a lot of shopping. So the market on a Saturday would be vibrant, and the town itself would be buzzing. I tell you what, Pastor Den, on a grand market night, people are not heading to Maypin and Chapelton and Frankfield anymore. You know where they're heading? They're heading to Kellett. People are heading to Kellett. You wouldn't believe it. You wouldn't believe it, the amount of traffic that's come through Kellett, and like on a grand market night, and any from morning till till the next days, traffic constantly. Everybody's saying, I mean, just like in olden days when everybody used to head over to Brownstown as the buzz market for grand market, people now are looking to go to Kellett on a grand market. That's how developed the town is getting.
Okay, for the benefit of our listeners around the globe, would you want to explain what the grand market is?
The grand market is always the pastor.
There's quite a few people tuning in, and just to let them know that if they need to speak to you or to ask any question or to contribute, just press 1. I'm not sure if the press 1 not working, because quite a few people tuning in, but I'm not seeing that they are trying to communicate. So I don't know if it's not working. But if it's working, press 1. Okay, go ahead, sir. What's a grand market?
Yes, sir. Grand market is the last Saturday before Christmas. That's the last Saturday before Christmas, where everybody who is in the home put on their best and head to the town that is in the community for that day. And so the town is really packed, lots of people, and where people get to do their major shopping, their last major shopping
before Christmas Eve.
Right, that's the last major shopping before Christmas. So Grand Market is normally the last Saturday before Christmas.
Okay.
You know, so people look forward to that. In Jamaica, it is a dressing up affair where people dress and they come out and they just have a ball. So especially towns like Kellett now, everybody as the center point for commercial activities in the Northern Clarendon, that's where people would go, and then you would see traffic extraordinary for that day, way into the night. Police would be on the road, and children and everybody and the place is just electrifying, and we look forward to that. It's a part of our culture. The part of what we look forward to doing, and all over Jamaica, when you go to all the major towns on a Christmas Eve night, every town would be alive. But I'm telling you, Pastor, then for the last 3 years, people, there is a turn towards Kellett. It's not Maypin anymore. It's not Brownstown anymore. People are heading towards Kellett.
Okay. And while you're talking about Clarendon, it's not that I'm jumping, but we have the Denby show coming up soon.
Yes, Denby show comes up in August. And this is where it's a major agricultural attraction where all the elite farmers and the small farmers come together to showcase their products and to showcase the best that they have, whether it be livestock, whether it be ground provision, whether it be new machinery, whether it be innovative inventions. That's where all the farmers all over Jamaica they gathered at the Denby Agricultural Show to showcase the best of their production for the year for 2017. So this year it will come alive And also, it's not just the showcasing of agricultural product that they will be doing. There will also be a massive gospel concert. There'll be a massive gospel concert at Denby, and whatever food you haven't had for a long time, when you come to Denby, man, it is packed with those stuff. So we're looking forward to that, and we just continue to bask in the glory and the goodness of the Lord, because that's what we are doing. That's what the essence of this show is about, to really look, really to give God thanks for his blessing in spite of, you know, the disasters and stuff that we may have. People are still producing, and we have seen, you know, where God has kept his word when he told Noah, as long as the earth remaineth, it's going to be seed time and harvest.
Yeah. So is this a clear description to say Denby is between Macon and Four Park?
Yes, it's not exactly in Macon. It's down from Macon, and it's not in Four Park. So that would be a good description. It's between Macon and Four Park. But it's closer to Macon, because as you come off the highway, you just make that right turn there, exit at Libas, that's a service station, and then you take a left. And that all of that road there just leads us straight down into Denby. If you come out at Four Pass, you take a right and you have to go back up to get to the Denby showground.
There's a long road called, what's the road called? Glen something. What's that road name?
When you come out on the highway, and you exit at Liber, you go back on what is known as Manchester Avenue, and that avenue ends straight down at Denby Showground.
Okay, Manchester Avenue. All right. Okay. I want to test out the press warning, just because quite a few people tune in. Let me just try. I think this is Jacqueline. Jacqueline, good evening.
Good evening. Good evening. How is everyone?
Everyone is fine. Just a quick question. Were you trying to contribute by pressing one? I just want to know if it's working.
Did I? Could you repeat that? I'm sorry.
Did you try to press one earlier?
No, I did not.
Okay, all right. I just want to know if it's working. So I'm going to put it back on silent. I just want you to press one, okay?
Okay. I will.
I just want to try to make sure we don't lose out anyone. Okay. Okay. Go ahead, Pastor.
Yes,
okay,
sir. It's one of the major events that will be taking place on the Jamaican landscape for the year 2017. And you know, people from all over the diaspora will be coming to Denby, because it's a meeting grounds, for friends and families, and people are always looking forward to it. And we just the people contribute towards the development
the,
of
the 8th or the 10th or something. What's the date? You have a date in.
Then
be sure.
Say that again, Pastor Ben.
What was the date? The 8th to the 10th of August?
Yes, I think so. I think it's from the Monday. I think from the 7th. The Monday is the 7th. The 7th, I think. It's from that date.
I see. Yeah, from the Monday. So what's the anticipation of the livestock, because I know in the recent days they used to have some real monster cows, and I know the farmers used to have some really good
remember in terms of livestock, Jamaica has really been a trendsetter with a scientist by the name of T.P. Leckie, who created what is known as the Jamaica Brahman, and so he was able to produce, while other farmers would need two cattle to produce beef and dairy. P.P. Leckie did a crossbreed where one cow could be able to produce both beef and dairy. So he was very good at that. So that's why you have the Jamaica Brahman and the Jamaica Hope and all that type of stuff. So we have gone leaps and bounds in terms of our cattle development, and you know, mm-hmm. and you know our horse racing community, or you know our stallions are rated amongst the best. So in terms of cattle and all those type of things, we are way ahead, and I believe Jamaica Broilers will be introducing a new breed of chicken this year at them, because it was advertised. So we have gone leaps and bounds, and we are producing because our aim really is to become self-sufficient in agriculture, and that is why they have, you know, certain areas designated to bring forth these things. There is the Bogus Estate in St. Catherine, which do a lot of experimenting. We now have the case school in Portland, which is now become a university. It's the College of Art. Case has become the College of Agriculture and all that type of stuff. So Case is now specializing in developing our agricultural sector. So you know, we have made. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I was saying, is that Pottsley Garden and going back to Snow?
Right. It used to be Pottsley Garden, but is now Case College of Agriculture and Scientific whatever, and they are specializing strictly in agriculture, in the producing of livestock and different types of plants that can help to enhance our agricultural development. And I, of course, you know, of the Bogus Estate in St. Catherine, which specialize in like on-zone training for our agriculturists. So we are going good in terms of increasing our agricultural production. And you know, we do not only have Dembe. There is a show in Trelawney known as the Egg Show in Trelawney also. So it's not just one agricultural show we have per year. There's an agricultural show in Trelawney at the egg there in Trelawney.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, it's all around then. So I know you mentioned Bogle, you said, but I think Bogle is from St. Thomas, represents St. Thomas.
No man, Bogle is in St. Catherine. And that's where they started out the production with the with experimenting with the rice, and then they are now doing some experimentation with piglets. with young pigs,
okay.
And all that type of stuff. So, you know, it's a lot of things taking place at Bogus, and you know, we just have to just pray that they get the support and so, because one of the things that's entering agriculture, and especially in the Northern Clarendon area, is financing, you know, because financing would need to improve the road, improve the irrigation system. Just the other day, the Minister of Agriculture, he opened up a massive irrigation system in St. Elizabeth, and we know that's going to really increase the production of those products, of those products down in St. Elizabeth. You know, because for lots of years, one of their main concern was the irrigation. But the minister really came on board, and a massive irrigation system was opened in St. Elizabeth to deal with St. Elizabeth and Manchester and Westmoreland. So we are glad for that. But you know, there still need to be a lot more development in terms of agriculture. And I speak specifically for the farmers in Northern Clarendon, because we need irrigation, we need roads, we need access to farms, we need access to markets. you know, and I was hoping that even the Minister of Tourism and the Minister of Agriculture could get together in the hotel sector and allow them to buy directly from the farmers, because that would be a win-win situation for everybody. That the farmer could be supplying the hotels, even at a reduced cost, because if the farmers knows that they are getting, they have a steady market, then no problem would it be to reduce the cost of the stuff to the hotel. So somebody need to get on board and start some negotiation between the farmers and the hotel industry, because they use a lot of food. I hear people complain all the time, especially Jamaicans. When they go to these hotels, a lot of the stuff that's being served on these buffet plates, they are not grown in Jamaica. They are not grown in Jamaica. And the mantra of the Minister of Agriculture is saying, eat what we grow and grow what we eat. But when the Jamaicans go into these hotels, you know, these Sandals and these Baha'i Principle and this Iberia Star and these Rios, they don't see Jamaican products on the table. So there is a great disconnect between what the farmers in the hills are producing and what the hotels on the North Coast are giving their guests.
Okay, so what's causing this divide?
Pastor Den.
I don't know if it's
because the hotels, they have this access to import almost anything that they want. But I am saying there need to be a revisitation of the policies. Too much of our agricultural stuff are being imported into our country. That's a daily dilemma. Too much, millions of US dollars worth of stuff are being imported into our countries on a daily basis, and they end up in the supermarkets, they end up in the hotels, and then the farmers are the ones that are suffering at the end of the day, and it hampers production, it discourages them.
Okay, all right, as you mentioned that, because you know, in Jamaicans from around the globe, INC, we are on a mission to unite and empower 1 million Jamaicans. And that's one of the areas we will look at. But we all want to be also practical in terms of if the hotel decide we're going to get our produce locally from the farmers. Would that be consistent? Would that be there? Wouldn't, you know, that there would not be a time where they just can't get anything from the farmers? Would it be a lot more, would it be consistent, you think?
No! The climate in Jamaica is favorable for producing crops all year round. So
we're talking about
not
carrots, beans and cabbage and those things. Corn, sweet corn, I mean, red peas, mushroom. Were you referring to, when you said not on the dining, in the dining? What kind of produce were you referring to? I think
hold
we're
on, Pastor Den. Pastor Den.
Yes. Yes,
I have a member of parliament here with me. Mr. Orish Daly is a member of parliament for Northern Clarendon. He's here and he's just going to be speaking to you for a few minutes. Hold on for him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pastor. Hi, Pastor. How are you?
Good evening, sir. Good evening, member of parliament.
Yeah, greetings from Jamaica.
Greetings, sir.
And to all
yes, and we are Jamaicans from around the globe, INC. We are 136,000 members strong, and members are listening to you.
You are reaching now 136,000 persons.
Jamaicans from around the globe. Yes, sir. We're on a group called Jamaicans from around the globe.
Christian Jamaicans or just Jamaicans?
Jamaicans from around the globe, INC, all over the globe.
Well, allow me to say greetings to all the Jamaicans who are listening, whether you be in Germany or England or in Iraq or in Afghanistan or in Tanzania or wherever you are in Latin America or in Asia. Greetings from Clarendon, and I'm the Member of Parliament, Horace Daly, former Minister of Health, former Minister of Labour. My brother here, Pastor Cameron, is one of my mentor and prior warrior for us up here. So we are very happy that we can link with you this evening and bring greetings.
Thank you, and I'm sure our listeners hear you, sir. And I hope you'll be back with us at some point.
I am available to link with you whenever you want. Pastor Cameron can give you my number. I'm available. I like to greet Jamaicans wherever they are, you know.
Yes. I'm happy to hear that, sir.
Yes, so God bless and
thank
best
you
wishes
so
for your ministry. And
thank you,
I hope that your ministry will reach further, all corners of the globe.
Thank you. And God
all
bless.
Right.
And
okay, good.
Bye-bye now.
That was the member for Clarendon, former Minister of Health and former Minister of Labour. You know, Mr. Horace Daly is at the Crossfield Primary and Junior High School. You know, we're in meeting with people to. You know, get things sorted out for the constituency. You know, he have a major youth club, major youth in the constituency that he sponsors for a youth camp every year.
Wow.
These are teenagers that come to the camp 2 weeks, and everything is being paid, and they are being mentored, and they are being taught the word of God. And we get the chance to preach to them, and we see many lives touch. You know, I remember last year a teenager came to the camp, and you know, it was the first time he's been hugged by an adult. You know, so a lot of things are happening, and we just continue to give God praise for His blessing and for His mercy.
Wonderful. So these teenagers come from all over Jamaica, and.
No, they just come from all over Northern Clarendon. It's specifically for the teenagers in Northern Clarendon, which is being sponsored by the Member of Parliament. So all the teenagers from Northern Clarendon, and sometimes there's up to 200 in the camp, and everything is being paid for them, and for the two weeks we see lots of lives change, and you know, you just continue to do this year upon year.
Wonderful. That sounds good. We like programs like those, and you know, we have to, because we're in the empowerment and business, and we need our youth, and it starts with our youth to really mentor them and, you know, empower them. You know, you start to change a home, a community, and sooner or later the entire Jamaica community being transformed. So we have to start with, you know, positivity in our young people. And I hope they would roll it out throughout Jamaica, not just in Northern Clarendon.
Right. It's a model for other constituencies, so they can follow suit. But I am going to be headed into the meeting because I am, you know, and stuff like that. But I want to tell about what is happening in Redlands. There's a community in Northern Clarendon by the name of Redlands, Pastor Den. And we are taking in young people. We are having what is known as a VBS, which is Vocational Bible School. And Pastor Den, a six-year-old today, I walk up to me and said they want to be baptized. You can imagine a six-year-old kid walk up and say, she wants to be baptized. And she said, come and ask my mother. And when I went to the mother said, yes, that's what her daughter told her, that she wants to be baptized. 6 years old.
Wow.
So we see real lives are being changed. We see real lives are being changed. I give another testimony. This girl, she's 11. So I was going through. We started on Tuesday, right? When we started on Tuesday, 17 kids came. 17 kids from age 4 right up to age 16. 17 came. Yesterday, 34 came. Today, 20 had came. Yesterday, when I was going to a young girl who is 7, I was asking, what scripture do they remember? A 7-year-old girl just shout out, I remember Romans 6, verse 23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. I was shocked. That has made my day, Pastor Den. So the young people, you know, they are still holding on to the word of God. That is why in Psalms 119 it says, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way, but by taking heed according to thy word. Pastor Den, I am going to go. I will link back up with you next week. You never know who I might have on the show. And I just continue to trust God that he will see us through. And this redemption show will grow from strength to strength. And also, I'm asking prayers for my son. He's still in the plantation hospital in Florida. But we know we serve a God who is able. And as the angel Gabriel said to Mary, with God, nothing is impossible. So God bless you, sir. And I will see you next week. Pastor Den?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
God bless you, sir. Okay. I'll see you next week.
Yeah, so next week, 6 o'clock. Yes,
sir, no problem.
Welcome. This is Den Rich. That was Pastor Ron Cameron and the Redemption Show. And we're going to take a short break. This segment of the show was brought to us by Nurse Mentor Healthcare Service.
Nurse Mentors Healthcare Services is now recruiting healthcare professionals, RNs, LPNs, CNAs, and home health aides. We provide 24/7 staffing and in-home care throughout the state of Florida. Call us now at 954-496-2112 or 954-328-3191. We work hand-in-hand with our patients, doctors, and family members to meet our patients' needs. All our staff members are licensed, bonded, and insured. Please visit us at 6151 Miramar Parkway, Miramar, Florida. Call us today, 954-496-2112 or 954-328-3191. Again, 954-496-2112 or 954-328-3191.
Welcome back to GRS FM Radio. This is Den Rich, your host, the most in the studio. And that was just host the Redemption Show that usually here in the 6:30 and 6 o'clock and Thursdays. Tonight we have a late start. So we want to welcome our listeners around the globe. And we're going to break transmission very shortly. And if there's anyone who would like to, you know, comment or ask a question or just to tune in, we welcome you with your comments. So, yes. Before we break. So, Jacqueline, are you there?
Okay. Yes, I am.
Yes.
I
know you're really...
I just want to mute.
Yes. So, how's it going in your neck of the woods?
Oh, it's going awesome. It's 81 degrees out here at 5:51 in the evening, early evening. I'm going to go Well, look at the ocean right now. This is nice.
Oh, wow. Wow. 3551 in your neck of your hood. Oh, wow.
Yes, yes. Well, actually, I'm like in Los Angeles, like possibly 86 miles from my home.
Okay, wow. It's far away. For the benefit of our listeners, Jacqueline is all the way in California. So that's
bloody California, yes.
You're on the Central Time.
Yes.
Central Time. It's so strange that the U.S. Divided into three different. It is four. I think it's about four different time zones.
Yes. Yes, that's Arizona. Yeah. Well, no, I think it's.
It's Pacific.
Yeah, but it's two time zones.
Two.
I think it is. Well, no, three.
Three. Okay. You have Eastern, which I'm in the Eastern time zone. You have the Pacific and Central.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I was traveling from Florida once to Georgia, and I think I passed through different time. It was actually different. It's not different time zone, but I think couple of states. It's either they don't have the same exact time as the other state. It's kind of a bit weird.
Mm-hmm. I think like Arizona, I'm not sure if it's Colorado, so their time never changes, never.
Wow.
A few places, yes.
Is that because of the desert? The desert never
changes.
Yeah,
I was out there. Yes.
Okay. Welcome to GRS FM, and you're listening from Jamaicans from around the globe. And we are on a mission. Jacqueline, you've been doing very well so far. We are encouraging you to everyone that we want to mobilize, we want to empower, we want to unite 1 million Jamaicans, and we want to make a difference in Jamaica. And so we encourage you to unite. Unity is strength. When the people of Jamaica are united and they are empowered, it can transform your life, transform the people around you life. You know, you don't have to resort to crime, resort to, anger. You when you are united, you love your neighbor as yourself. As scripture says, be kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love in honoring one another. And that's the message we want to share to all Jamaicans from around the globe. And, there's an initiative going on that we want to invest.
What?
In a beautiful country.
Yeah.
So that's the message to us. And you have listened to Pastor Ron Cameron, who refreshes us of the things that are happening in North Carindon. And the Denver show is coming up soon. We have Member of Parliament also, Mr. R.A. Stelly, that briefly greet us tonight. And we hope to have him on one of our shows. And, you can ask a lot of questions, some of the things that are happening, and know what measures they have put in place, and how they can reassure, Jamaicans from around the globe who is willing to invest in our beautiful country, can reassure us on some of the our concern and the issues that are facing and to make. And Jacqueline, you have a little line. So we're going to say to you and Jacqueline goodbye for now. And we're going to close
yes.
and out the show. So God bless and thank you all for tuning in. And goodbye, one and all. Bye, Jacqueline. And well, I also want to thank those from Jamaicans from around the globe, all the ones that are contributing to our charity. Charity in Jamaica is doing good, and we're supporting schools with meals and hospitals with vital supplies and equipment. So please, 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 we are appealing to you to continue to support the charity. Continue to donate. Cannot be too small, cannot be too great. So Dr. J is the person that manage the charity, and so get in touch with her, and the website is JamaicaProjectInAction.org. Please visit us today and make a donation. Cast your bread upon the water, and you will find it many, many days after. So, you know, sharing is caring without losing. Let me repeat that. Sharing is caring without losing. So I just want to encourage you to, you know, visit us, visit our page. Facebook page, Jamaica Project in Action, INC. God bless and great that you're supporting the charity. Come. I know you're doing a great job supporting the charity.